Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Anna, Emily, and I, our family, are delighted, thrilled to be here. Thank you so much for your kindness, your generosity, and for your time and energy throughout this process. And definitely yesterday, we spent a lot of time on those who were here yesterday. Thank you. And those who were here in spirit, thank you also. And we felt the love and the such a kindness and loving spirit from this congregation, and we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you to the PNC team, the church leadership team, and the music committee, worship committee, to host the refreshments and those who take part in it. Thank you so much for your hospitality, Christian fellowship, and kindness. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Now, before reading the scripture, I did learn some names, and you all were name tags, which you didn't do it this morning, which is not fair. So I'm going to ask which the technique that I developed throughout seminary in a public setting, that if you only have an hour to preach, that you will maximize that. So I'm not going to ask you individually, but can you all on the count of three say your name as loud as possible, and the loudest one win? How about that? And I will remember that. Can we do that? I'm serious. Okay, ready? One, two, three.
Yeah.
All right. Now, it's your fault. I'm not going to remember that name. Now. Well, our scripture lesson this morning is chosen from the book of Genesis, chapter 32. This is the part that Jacob wrestles with God. And I'm going to read from verses 24 to 26. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip, so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" Jacob answered, "Jacob," he said. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with man and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, I did hear some name like John or Donna or perhaps Mike. But I didn't hear when you set out your names, I didn't hear the name by the name of Odd. O-D-D. Have you heard of the story? There was a man, when he was born, his parents named him Odd. O-D-D. Well, wait a minute. Okay? You're my kind of people. This is the kind of people we're all glad to be. I'm glad to be here. That's exciting. But there's more. All right? And he was not named Odd. Needless to say, he hated his name. So throughout his middle school, he wanted to change his name. Didn't work out. His parents said, "No, that's the name we picked for you." In high school, he managed to graduate from high school and went on to college, got a regular job, got married, and worked for several years. And then one day he retired, sitting in the living room, just saying out loud once for all to his wife, and said, "Honey, I am fed up with this. So, honey, when I die, please don't mention my name on the tombstone. Only the day I was born and only the day I died. That's all I wanted on my tombstone." So a few years later, he passed away, and true to his wish, his wife honored that and only put the date he was born and the day he died. Even today, people passing by that tombstone at the cemetery, looking at the tombstone and saying, "Isn't that odd?" Okay. Thank you. Now, that's obviously, I have to say, it's not my original. I heard it from a friend of mine. I thought it's so relevant to what I'm going to talk about today, and hopefully it'll be encouragement to you. Isn't that odd? Jacob. Do you know what Jacob means? Jacob means a grapper, right? He grabs heels. Jacob, that's what it means. And Jacob, of course, you know the story. Jacob is the great, 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 great grandfather of who? Our Lord Jesus Christ, the human genealogy. If you look at Matthew chapter 1, Jacob is mentioned in the third line, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. You know the story. This is our story. Jacob, he grabs heels. And when he was born, what happened? He had a twin brother, correct? And he came out holding on to the heels of his brother, grabbing his brother's heels. So his parent named him, okay, you be called the grabber. And his brother, who came out first, Esau, because he's red and hairy, the parents said, well, let's just name you Esau. That's literally true. So Jacob, the grabber, he grabs heel. This is the story. And he came out, and he was born, and he lived to his name. Jacob grabbed most of his first part of his life, grabbing for blessings. When he heard that his father, Isaac, is going, by the way, Isaac means he loves. His father was going to bless not Jacob, but his brother Isaac. What did Jacob do? He deceived his father, didn't he? And he said his name what? Not Jacob, but Esau. Then the second part of Jacob's life, he experienced life from where? From the other side. He ran away from home and just tried to make a new life. And there he got duped by his own who? Father-in-law, Isaac. And today we come into the part of the story, the third part of Jacob's life, where Jacob is alone. Jacob, the scripture said, Jacob was left alone, wrestling perhaps with himself and thinking about how now he would face his past, his brother. If you know the stories that his brother is now coming to greet him, it's like a family reunion. How exciting. And his brother is coming not alone with how many men? 400 men to greet Jacob. You don't need to see your own brother with 400 men, bringing 400 men. That means for Jacob is danger. So what did Jacob do? He went to a place where he could be by himself. He sent his family ahead of time. And now he's alone. In that moment, guess who came to meet him and to greet him? God came in a form. God made himself known to Jacob in a way that he could understand, in a way that Jacob could feel and could understand that God is wrestling with him in this very moment. It's for real. The presence of God is with him. Except for now, God is wrestling with Jacob. So I want to answer this question, friends, that when in times in your life do you collect that God, do you recall that God made himself known to you? Maybe perhaps today, as we sit together in this worship service, as we listen to the wonderful music and gather with Christians, a family of God, and as we witness the baptism of Jack and Scott, and hear about this wonderful celebration of birthday, the great blessing, counting our blessing, birthday to birthday, of our sister Barbara Johnson. And as we hear, we've been blessed that the church is debt-free. Hallelujah. Financially and mortgage. But we are also debt-free because of our Lord Jesus Christ, who paid our debt, the debt we could not pay on the cross, who died for us and who washed away all our sins. We are not only debt-free as a church, we are debt-free forever, eternally, spiritually, because of what Christ has done for us. The question that I ask you is, when in the last time in your life, or when in recently, do you collect that present, that joy? It makes that very presence of God is being made real to you. For Jacob, is that very moment that he wrestled with God in the period of his life, that he realized that finally he found a God. He found the one who can truly, truly bless him. Remember the story that by this point, Jacob, in the world standard, in his day, is very much a wealthy and a rich by the standard of that day. He had livestock, his family, he's wealthy. He had got all the worldly blessing you could ever imagine. But think of Jacob grabbing onto this person, this God that he is holding onto and saying, I will not let you go unless what? You bless me. What kind of blessing would Jacob possibly need? He had all that he needs in the world, his families, livestock, wealth, and yet holding on to God and saying, I will not let you go. I will not let you go unless you bless me. And the blessing came in what form? A new name. God said, you will no longer be known or called as Jacob, but you'll be called as what? Israel, because you have struggled with God and with man and have overcome. And we say to that, whoopee. I hope I said that right. What's the new name for, right? What's the blessing for you? You're holding on to this blessing, and then God said, well, what you're going to get is not a new house, a promotion, or all your problems would go away, but rather you're going to have a new name. And the mark that said, you can, Jacob, you can begin again. A new beginning, a new hope, a new joy. A new life, not the way Jacob had lived his life, but with God. From now on, Jacob would have this mark, not only of a name. The story said that Jacob got wounded, didn't he, in this wrestling match. God touched the socket of his hip, and Jacob got wounded, and he went limping. And yet, he called the place Peniel, saying, I saw God face to face, and yet my life is spared. How odd, how interesting. The form of blessing that Jacob received is a new name, a new beginning. And he's being crippled at this point. Years ago, I watched a wrestling match. I wasn't in it. It looks fun, okay? But as I watch, and these wrestling, the wrestler, before they pin each other down, they took a break and say, hey, let's shake hands and ask each other name and say where we're from. I'm only kidding. They don't do that. And they wrestle, and then finally the stronger person win, right? Or at least for that match. But in this particular point, and we could see that Jacob came out right. Jacob came out as a winner, not because of Jacob, but because of who God is. The grace and the character and the nature of God. Long ago that God promised Jacob that he will bless him, that all the nations, all the people will be blessed through him, that God will always be with Jacob. And Jacob, for some reason, didn't remember all these things God had promised and repeatedly saying to Jacob that I will bless you and I will put you in a land where you will be a blessing and that all the nations, all the people on earth will be blessed to you. For some reason, Jacob could not remember the word of God. It's hard for him. He went through life. He had hardships, difficulties. Even coming to this moment of his life, he couldn't remember God's word. It's not easy to remember the word of God, to know that God knows our name, that God loves you, and that God has a plan for you, and that we can trust him. We can trust God. And that's what God told Jacob. Jacob, I love you. I know you. I love you. And I have a plan for you. And you can trust him. So Jacob went on. And the rest of the story show that he went on to meet his brother. But I want to encourage you men and women that as we remember this story, the story of Jacob, it is really the story of us. That as we too, when we go through life and say, yes, God said on our baptism, as we remember our baptism, God to say, you are my son. You are my daughter. With you, I am well pleased. We are children of God. Even before we could respond to that grace, God called us. God is the one who called Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob and Rachel. God is the one who called. God is the one who called us to be his people. Even before we could respond to that love, the love of God. As we go through life, somehow we forget that we are God's people. We are his family. We are a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. And we have everything we need in life to do well. For some reason, it is hard to remember when we go through pain, when we go through suffering, when we go through hardships. But remember the story of Jacob. Remember the story of God. And this story in particular that God said, I will be with you. And you will be a blessing. And that blessing, my friends, men and women, is this, that when Jesus was left alone in the garden, he prayed. And when he went on the cross, he remembered us. Remember the thief on the cross. Even he offered that grace at that very moment. Yes, our Lord went through hardships and difficulties too. And yet that joy comes on the third morning. Amen? Joy comes in the morning. That trouble don't last forever. That our Lord Jesus Christ did overcome the world. Overcome the world. God knows you. God loves you. God has a plan for you. And you can trust him. Would you turn around to your neighbor and would you please say that? At this very moment. First, God knows you. You can say it out loud. God knows you. God loves you. God has a plan for you. And you can trust him. And you can trust him. The blessing that God promised to Jacob is fulfilled in who? In Jesus Christ. Amen? Jacob was wounded for his life, for his a period of like 140 plus years. But Jesus had a wound to show us so that you and I would have the greatest blessing that is eternal life with him. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have what? Eternal, everlasting life." What could be more joyful? What could be greater than that? The greatest blessing we could ever have and receive is a blessing of a life with God forever, not just in heaven, which begins right now as we are a part of God's family. Remember that God knows your name. God loves you. God has a plan for you. A plan not to harm you. A plan to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. In Matthew, Jesus is described as a name that all nations would put their hopes in Christ. All nations. Will you trust him? Will you know him? Would you love him? You can trust him with a God like that, who gave his very best, who died for us on the cross, and who lived again and called us to be his people and said, "Now you go. Now you go and love the world in my name." Men and women, if you have not put your faith in Christ, if you have not trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, know this, you can do it today. It's never too late. Never too late. Would you open your heart? Would you open your life to a God who loved you this much that he changed your name and gave you a new name? On the cross, on that Easter morning, saying, "Rejoice, rejoice, for I have overcome the world." Place your life, lay all your burdens, all your troubles, all your concerns, all your confusions, all your past at the feet of the cross. Trade him. Trade them all for the joy of the Lord. Trouble may come at night. It may last a night or two. But with Christ, joy comes in the morning. Will you trust him today? Thanks be to God. Amen.
Joseph and his family, and also before I give the benediction, I'll pray for their safe journey back home. I assume they'll be driving, right?
Yes.
So I'm looking first to pray for them, and then I will give the benediction. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful gathering of your people this morning, and for your servant Joseph, Anna, and Emily you brought to us. We thank you for their time with us. We pray that you will bless them as they travel back home to the Philadelphia area. Protect them, keep them alert as they drive, and above all, Lord, keep the roads clear as possible, and their lives safe. We thank you for their time with us. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God,